Welcome to the CEO Sayla podcast, the place where you can feel your growth from a place of rest, not stressed. In this episode, we conclude the Prepare Him Room devotional series. Let's begin by taking some slow, deep breaths, allowing your body and your mind to come into stillness before the Lord and preparing yourself to receive what He wants to speak to you. The theme of this episode is worship, and for it, we focus on the wise men. We turn to Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 2 and 9 to 11 in the King James Version of the Bible. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." And then verses 9 to 11. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. We don't know much about these men who came to worship Jesus, other than that they were wise, from the east, and given the gifts they brought, had access to wealth. We also don't know exactly when they saw the star, how they knew it was connected to Jesus, or how long it took them to arrive in Bethlehem. But we do know that when they saw it, they understood its significance and responded with intention, preparation, and exceeding great joy to seek the one for whom the sign was given, and to bring him extravagant gifts as part of their worship. In light of their story, consider these questions and use the companion journal to capture your answers. What has God used to cause you to seek him this year? What has God used to cause you to seek him this year? Second question, what gifts do you want to present to God this coming year? What gifts do you want to present to God this coming year? Thank you. If you need more time, continue writing. I hope you enjoyed this devotional series, and I pray that God will use it to give you a deeper, abiding peace and joy in Him, a certainty of His presence and goodness even in the darkest moments, and the ability to move into the coming year with confident faith and trust in who He is and what He can do. In Jesus' name, amen.